we were in a stope, and we were filling in there. They were throwing fill down in there, and then my partner went up and going to change the steel on bits and put new bits on the seal. And when he did, he hit the breast. And when he hit the breast, that's the wall. A big piece rolled off about the size of a nail keg. It hit me in the back and knocked me out. Then they had to come in with the stretcher, and they had to pull me up out of there and then and down, and they took me on the timber truck out to the station, and they took me up and took me to the hospital. And then the funny was, that was on a Friday night, and they said Monday morning I was nothing wrong with me. They let me home, and then I couldn't do anything, and I went to Fort Harrison because I'd been in the Army, and they checked me over there, and it's at a compress factory in the back. And they said they didn't want to get on the doctors down here, but and they asked me how I got up there, and I told them I drove up there, and he said, you know, your lot would be paralyzed for the rest of your life coming like that. And I drove home and went to Dr. Hall, and he checked me over, and sure enough, I had a broken back, and he put me in a cast for 3 months, a little over 3 months. Then I come out, and then after I got through there, I came out, and he said I wasn't healed up yet, so I walked and walked, and then I, for about another 2 or 3 weeks, and then he checked me over and said it's all right, and they offered me $2,000 for a broken back, and I said, well, that's a bad thing, but I couldn't accept it. And so, anyway, I couldn't accept it. And then later on, I got another attorney, and finally I got $4,400 out of it, all I got. And I stuck around for about a little while, and I went to work down at Maiden Rock there for about 3 months, and I come back, and I went to barber school.